Happy Bus!
Let's go, Sheriff Labrador!
The Miracle Shape Me Up Pill, Part 2.
Nice and orderly, guys. Please wait your turn. One at a time.
Bleeder the goat pointed to a billboard in front of the store that was taller than he was.
Check it out. Do you know who that is? Ta-da! That's Belle, the beauty queen of the Miss Forestville pageant.
The sales advertisement displayed Belle the peacock, flashing a charming smile and holding a box of medicine.
This Shape Me Up tablet is rich in dozens of nutrients and can not only serve as a meal replacement, but also make you more beautiful. You want to be as good looking as Miss Belle, right?
Oh, yes, I do.
Buy Shape Me Up now, limited to 100 boxes, and supplies are limited, so these are guaranteed to sell out. Don't miss out. Get yours now. Don't miss out.
Oh, I want some.
Me too.
I'll take a box.
Hey now, that's rather nasty of Bleeder. He's taking advantage of Miss Belle's celebrity status and misleading customers through false advertising. Let's arrest him right now, Lab.
Officer Doberman stood in the alley, clenching his fists, eager to rush up to arrest Bleeder at once.
Calm down, Dobie.
Sheriff Labrador thought for a moment and whispered his plan in Officer Doberman's ear.
Let's first do this, and then...
Huh? Okay.
Looking puzzled, Officer Doberman nodded and walked into the queue in front of the store.
Me! I'd like to buy 5 boxes!
I'll take 2 boxes!
Me too!
Hey now, excuse me, I'd like to buy 1,000 boxes!
1,000 boxes?
The crowd went silent when they heard that someone wanted to buy 1,000 boxes of Shape Me Up. All eyes were fixed on the big, strapping animal at the end of the queue. It was Officer Doberman, wearing a t-shirt.
Ahem! I'd like 1,000 boxes! Do you have enough stock, Mr. Bleeder?
What? Officer Doberman, you want to buy Shape Me Up too? You're in such good shape.
I wish. Not even. I'm so busy with work at the police station that I don't have time to exercise and often have to skip meals. I think your tablet is right for me.
Oh, yeah. You guys do work too hard. You really need it. But 1,000 boxes.
Upon hearing such a big order, Bleeder's eyes lit up excitedly.
1,000 boxes? You really need so many?
Yeah.
Well, I don't have enough stock right now, but wait until tomorrow. Sir, I'm sure there'll be more stock coming in tomorrow.
Well, all right. I'll pick my order up first thing tomorrow morning.
All right. It's a deal.
Officer Doberman swaggered out of the alley, with Sheriff Labrador waiting for him close by.
How is my acting, Lab? Not bad, right? But why don't we just arrest Bleeder instead of making him think I'm really buying 1,000 boxes of tablets?
Sheriff Labrador smiled. A beam of wisdom flashed behind Sheriff Labrador's dark, round eyes.
Bleeder's store seems small and doesn't have the space to actually make the tablets. I suspect he's merely selling tablets that are being produced by someone else. I'm sure he'll be restocking in order to fill our big order. Let's keep tabs on him quietly. That way, we'll be able to find out where the pill comes from and who's behind it.
At nightfall, a pickup truck slowly drove up and stopped in front of Bleeder's store. A figure glanced furtively out of the vehicle window. It was Bleeder. Seeing no one around, he beckoned rearward. And at once, 4 or 5 clerks emerged and then hurried into the pickup truck.
Get a move on! You wouldn't believe how well Shape Me Up is sold. Many stores are now scrambling to stock up, and today we took on a large order. So we need to get to the factory to replenish our supplies quickly. We're not going to be able to do that if we're late.
The truck sped on. However, Leader did not notice that a car was following behind the truck. trailing closely, but proceeding very stealthily. The truck passed through several streets, turned corners, and finally stopped at the main entrance to a large courtyard. Leader jumped out of the car, walked to the front door, and knocked.
What is the code?
Bibbidi-bobbidi-bun, shape me up is number one.
The iron gate of the courtyard opened slowly. Whoosh, whoosh. Sheriff Labrador and Officer Doberman took advantage of the darkness to climb nimbly onto the roof of the truck and enter the yard along with it. They pulled up to a small two-story building that was brightly lit, with the sound of machinery coming from inside. Inside the building, a number of animals were working hard into the night.
Looks like this is where the tablets are made.
Hey, where's your boss? Tell her I'm here!
Bleeder had pulled one of the employees aside to give directions. Then the employee quickly ran into the building. Sheriff Labrador and Officer Doberman couldn't help but become alerted.
Hey now, I'll keep my eyes peeled to see who is the owner of the medicine factory.
As the footsteps approached, a beautiful figure emerged.
Oh, Mr. Bleeder, are you here to stock up?
A female peacock in a fine dress approached Bleeder with a charming smile. It was Belle, the beauty queen of the Miss Forestville pageant.
Miss Belle, your Shape Me Up product is making money hand over fist. Those fools are tossing money our way just so they can try to be as good looking as you. Dream on, right?
Uh-huh. There's more than enough money for the both of us to have. Well, enough with the small talk. I have a TV interview later.
As Belle walked out, Bleeder began directing his clerks to carry the goods.
Hey now, how could Miss Belle be behind all this?
Officer Doberman's eyes were rounded like saucers.
Come on, let's go check out the factory.
Sheriff Labrador and Officer Doberman jumped off the roof and slipped quietly under the windows of the factory building. Inside, rows of machines were running at full tilt. One of the animals brought over a large sack and poured its contents into a blender along with some water. After a few minutes, round tablets came out of the machine. Sheriff Labrador squinted to see the words printed on the sack.
China clay. China clay swells with water and could cause someone to feel full after ingesting it. But if it is consumed in excess, it cannot be digested or passed out of the body. It could even lead to death.
What? Hey, who are you?